Today's daf in Masechet Nidah brought to you outside Komut Johannesburg is daf Hey. Since we had an option of how it is to understand, is Rabbi Deisa being makel even if woman that has a veset is being makel that even if she was Raya Shalloi Bishas Vesta that she's not going to be Metama? Or is he only being makel if she was Reya B'Shas Vesta? But if she was not Reya B'Shas Vesta, then already we'd agree with the Rabbanan. We had two approaches, and we took the more chomer one, and therefore she would be metame mi'es li'es. Skatani, she'im tir'eh shelo B'Shas Vesta metame mi'et li'et. Says the Gemara, Taima de isha sheyesh la veset, who de pligi rabbanan ben kitmaler iyata. We said the introduction to the idea was, why is it that her ketem is mitame? So our explanation was, katani sheim tir'esh shelo bishat vesta mitame me'et le'et. After all, we're saying, this woman who normally would be daya sha'ata, but since if she had seen Shalom Bishat Vesta, said the Braita, she would be Metame Mi'et Li'et, so the Ketem is not going to be any worse than the Re'iyah. We're not being more machma on the Ketem than the Re'iyah. So since the Re'iyah, in cases where she was Roya at a time that she wasn't supposed to, would be exactly the same as anybody else, and we would be Metame L'mafreya, because of that, we're going to also be Metame the ketem l'mafreya. So in other words, says the Gemara Taima, the isha sheyesh la veset, it's only because of this case that we're saying, who de pligi rabbanan ben kitmaler iyata. This particular, remember, we have five examples of women that we say are daya sha'ata. But we had the four cases of Rabbi Eliezer, the mission later on Dav Zayin, we haven't gotten up to yet. And that was the betula, meaning in terms of damim, she had never been raya dam. And we had the muberet, and we had the meineket, and we had the postmenopausal woman, the zekena. But we also have this fifth case, which we just discussed, in which the Mishnah, we weren't sure whether it's Ali b'Akuli Alma, it was only Ali b'Rabbi Dosh, so those were our two lashanas. But our Mishnah said that if she's an Isha that has a vesed kavua, so then she too would be daya shaita. Then we said in the Braita that the ketem would be metame l'mafreya, since her riyah is metame l'mafreya. But clearly, that's only this particular case. Then isha sheyesh la veset. How about the other women, the other four women? Hashar nashim shamru chachamim dayan sha'atan. The assumption is that their ketem is exactly like their riyah. That's what you're saying. You're saying the reason that in this woman we could be metame or ketem lemafreya is because even her riyah would be metame lemafreya. So we're not going to be crazy to be machman or ketem. We're giving it the same din as a riyah. But any other woman who is daya sha'ata, where there's never by definition a time where it was expected that she would be Raya Dam. So obviously, if we're saying that she is Daya Shaitan, it means that she was Raya Dam unexpectedly. She's postmenopausal. What is she doing being Raya Dam? Nonetheless, we say Daya Shaitan, which means that if there were a Ketem there, we couldn't be more machmer on the Ketem than the Raya. That's basically what you're saying. So if that's the case, who would that be going according to? That there's no such thing as a ketem being metame l'mafreya on any of those other four women. Mani Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas. That's going aliba the Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas. The Amr Rabbi Yoram Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Atignas. Kol hanashim kitmam tamei l'mafreya. A normal woman who finds a ketem, that ketem is metame retroactively until such time that we know that that ketem was not on this beggar. V'nashim shamru chachamim, but all of the women that the chachamim say are dayan sha'atan, they're kitman kiriyatan. We give them the same din as their re'iyah. We cannot possibly make the ketem more chomer than an actual re'iyah, can we? I mean, the whole din of a ketem is only derabbanan, because this dam, anyway, we don't really know that it came from her. There was apparently no hargosha. It's a chashash, as we'll see later on, that the chachomim have, that maybe this dam nonetheless is metame, and she did have hargosha, as we'll see, and confused with something else. But v'ikra din, the gezerah of ketem is a din rabbanan. It would be funny to make it more chomer than the re'iyah. So therefore, all of the other cases as the same din as re'iyah, except for one, and that is a tinoket. But we say except for one, we mean except for one out of the four that doesn't even have a din of ketem at all. And who is that? That is a child who is pre-adolescent. So a tinoket sheloi giyaz manan lirot. We're over there. The chachomim made no takana of ketem at all. And over there, afilu sadinim shel hamaluk lachim badam, we find her entire sheets are covered with blood. In choshishin la, we do not have any chashash that this is the dam of nidais. And even though we can't explain it, we're certainly not going to chalk it up to some kind of prepubescent menstrual cycle. Maybe she has some type of internal bleeding, God only knows. But not dam nidais, it would be metami. For that matter, maybe somebody walked in and dropped a piece of meat on the bread. Who knows? But we're not going to be guys that catch them in that case. So in other words, we have, therefore, three situations with the Dayan Shaita. We have three out of the four women, the Mi'u Beret and the Meineket and the Zekena, the Ketem is Korea, that it's Batame, not Lamafreya, but Mikan Lahab. The Isha, that is a Yeshla Veset, and it's Daya Sha'ata, will give her the same din as Kitma Kriyata, and it is Batame Lamafreya. The Tinoket, who was never Roadam, number four of the four women, she is Bechlal not going to be Batame with a Ketem, even Mikan Lahaba. That's where we were at.
With the woman who's with the Veset, is her Ketem and Riyata the same din?
Yeah.
That's
same din. That's what we're saying now. That is the same din. Ask the Gemara, wait a second. You're quoting Rabbi Hanina ben Antignas. I thought that Rabbi Hanina ben Antignas doesn't even hold that there was a Gezerah of Ketamim. Umi itle Rabbi Hanina Ketem Klau? Does Rabbi Hanina hold that these four women have a ketem, the three out of the four, in other words, obviously is the question, that the three out of the four that you're saying do have a ketem, but it's not metame lemafrei, it's only metame mikar lahaba. I thought Rabbi Hanina holds that any woman who's dayan shatan does not have anything with ketem. Doesn't Rabbi Hanina ben Antignas say, v'atanya kol anashim kitmam tamei, and even Nashim Shamru Chachamim Dayan Shatan Kitman Tamei, that's the Tanakama. And Rabbi Hanina ben Antignas says, no, Nashim Shamru Chachamim Dayan Shatan Einlam Ketem. Einlam Ketem certainly seems to mean, my love, says the Gemara, that Einlam Ketem means Einlam Ketem, period. Bichlal, right? No, I guess we'll have to say that it means Einlam Ketem Mamafreya. They don't have the standard din of a ketem that's metame retroactively until such point as we know it wasn't on the begat. Ava Yeshlam Ketem Mikan Alaba. So you're saying, this is really weird. So you're saying that the Tanakama that's arguing in this braita with Rabbi Hanina is now a new shita. The Tanakama holds that even the Nashim that are Dayan Shaita, the ketem is metame lemafreya, even worse than a re'iya. That's wild. No, because now you're trying to tell me that Rabbi Hanina is only arguing insofar as the retroactive tuma. So then the chachamim who are arguing are saying there's even retroactive tuma, even though these same chachamim are saying that in the re'iya there is no retroactive tuma. Does that make sense? It makes absolutely good sense. Because it's going on Libra Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Meir is Machmer Gavik Tamim. Rashi learns Machmer Gavik Tamim means that he holds that a ketem is more chomer than a re'iya. Tosfos says Machmer Gavik Tamim means, because of the lashon of the Gemara, it's very difficult to believe that it's what Rashi, Tosfos shows the lashon doesn't make sense. It should just say Rabbi Meir, he says to Tosfos, because Rabbi Meir says that. What do I care? Machmer Biktam, not Machmer Biktam. So Tosfos learns we find Rabbi Meir consistently throughout the Sugya of Ketamim has a bunch of chumras that nobody else has. Memela, this actually ties into Rebbe Meir's overall Shita by Ketamim. What sense is there in it? There's a great deal of sense. Because Lamaisa, where you're talking about her body, and she's bleeding from her body, over there you have the argument that we said before. I havidam lemafreya, we would have seen it. So all we were saying is, okay, maybe kotei betarecha, maybe do, I mean, whatever excuse we had, right? But you can't say that about a ketem. Because the ketem, what are you going to say? Maybe if you had looked, you would have found the ketem yesterday. You can't say, well, I know it wasn't there yesterday. You didn't notice it yesterday. So since you don't have that argument, it makes sense to be more machmer on the ketem than you would be on the re'iyah. You don't have any of the counter-arguments against the retroactive tumah. Therefore, we may all these machmer gabi ketamim, t'tanya, kol hanashim kitmam tamela mafreya, and even nashim shomer chachomim dayan shatam kitmam tamela mafreya. Period. We see very clearly that Rabbi Meir says openly, divrei Rabbi Meir, there is, and this is a braita, before we were figuring it must mean that. Here it actually says this in the braita. So Rabbi Meir says, beferish, it is definitely tamela mafreya, and Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says, and he also makes himself clear here, more clear than in the braita we had a moment ago, and what we figured out ourselves, he says here himself openly. The Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus omer, nashim shamru chachamim dayan sha'atan, kitbam kiriyatan. I'm going to be more machmer on the ketem. And since the re'iyah is not matame lemafreya, the ketem is not matame lemafreya. And when it comes to the tinoket bichlal doesn't have a ketem. The tinoket shigia zman alirot, yesh la ketem. If she may be a tinoket in the sense of she has never yet had her period, that's also called tinoket. She has a ketem. But shaloi giasman alirot, if she's prepubescent and she's not old enough to have a period, ain't la ketem at all. So that's what we said before, even if her sadinim are meluk lachin badam, that ain't la ketem. And what do we call zmana lirot? V'imatai giyah zmana lirot? Mishi giyah yimei anurim. At adolescence. So machlokas here, whether this means that even one element of adolescence, the age, even if she doesn't present simanim, so we, whether it's a chashash, maybe she already had simanim, and maybe she lost her pubic hair, she might have had a couple of early signs of pubescence. Okay, or whether it's even enough, as far as the menses are concerned, to simply talk about her age. Continues the Mishnah. V'hamishamesh is beidim. So we say over there, we have, first of all, our rule that me'eis le'eis is me'ma'et esayad me'pkid le'pkida. Pkida me'pkida is me'ma'et esayad me'eis le'eis. And then you should know that if a woman utilizes eidim so that she checks herself before and after intercourse, those edim are good enough to be the equivalent of a pekida. Sounds sort of obvious, because it is a pekida, right? And we were thinking about that. Finally, we got up to that piece of the Mishnah. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, look, let me get something clear. We said a mishamesh be'edim, which you might think you should take to mean that either one of those bidikot, pre-intercourse or post-intercourse, are good enough to define a pekida, the equivalent of a pekida. But you'd be wrong, because the truth is that an age lifnei tashmish, pre-intercourse checking, is not memayet kepekida. So in other words, let's say that she checks herself and then actually finds afterwards, before intercourse, she finds dam, not at the bidika. So now it's an hour later. So there, you cannot rely on that aid, and she would be matamei lemafreya until the 24 hours or until the pekida, previous pekida. Why is that? My time, that's weird. Omer of Katina, it's very simple. Mitok shemuhuma leveita. She is, like, really turned on. So she's checking herself before intercourse. So she's excited about sleeping with her husband. So she is in a rush for her home. So, I understand. Either she's doing a bedika or she's not doing a bedika. Did she do a bedika? So why isn't that enough? No. Because mitokshu buma leveita ein amakneset v'chorin ulstakin. Remember that a bedika, in order to be a valid, absolute guarantee of no dam, requires some serious checking. It's not just a gentle swipe. So since over here she's in a rush, she's not going to do a good job. So we're only semech on post-intercourse. Eidim. Excuse me, but that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, I'm a shameshet be'edim. So if it's talking about edim, obviously it's talking about both edim, pre and post. Otherwise, why does the Mishnah talk about edim in the plural? A woman is using edim. So, two. It says, arezu pekita, either one, right? So my love, I'm assuming that the plural edim refers to one eid prior to intercourse. Chadli fnei tashmish, v'chadli acha tashmish. No, actually both are talking about post-intercourse. But when it says edim, it means one for the male and one for the female. Echad lo v'echad la. Because after all, later on we're going to see in the Mishnah that derech benot Yisrael mishamshot b'shnei edim echad lo v'echad la. So this way, he will check himself after intercourse to see if he finds any blood on his own penis. If he does, obviously, she had been a nida. She checks herself to see whether, at this point, she's royada. Says the Gemara, now wait a minute. Hi, Mike, excuse me. If the Mishnah, when it said edim, was referring to the two edim of her, then I understand that there would be a chiddush to tell me exactly that what Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said was wrong. That Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is saying that, well, she's too much in a rush. So that doesn't count. Comes along, the Mishnah told me a chiddush. Even so, it counts. And it's going to be mamayit. But if you're telling me that it's only referring to the aid li'achra tashmish, so what do you mean an aid is as good as a pekida? It is a pekida. It's a bedika. I don't understand. Why in the world would it not be good? There's no kiddush at all. So it must be that adarabah, the Mishnah's gufa coming to tell me that it is good. So how does Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel explain that? See, let's see that inside. If you're telling me that referring to her is, then the Mishnah is saying at least the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? The Tzalka da Hatecha Mina Mitok Shumu Malaveita Lo Bat Kashapir, that since she is in a rush, so it's not a good enough Bedika, Kamashman, then it is a good enough Bedika. So Kamashman, Harezu Kipkida. But if you're going to tell me that both of the Edim that are referred to in the Mishnah are referring to Edim Li'achar Tashmish, then what's the Chiddush? Obviously, it's not like to be Mamayit a Pekida, it is a Pekida. Says the Gemara, no, not true. Because a post-intercourse aid is not a very good Pekida. Why is that? Because I might have thought, if it wouldn't be for the Mishnah, I might have thought, Ma'odatei Mashematirat Tipat Dam Kechardal, remember, any bleeding at all is enough to make her a need. So you might be talking about a tiny little spot of dam. So if you're talking about a post-intercourse bedika, the very fact that by definition there's going to be semen there as well, she may just wash away that little spot. And that little spot will not show up on a bedika liacher tashmish. So I might think shematira tipastam kechardal v'techfena shichvat zera. Kamash balan, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that afal pikein, a post-intercourse bedika is considered to be mamayit bekida and mamayit miyetleit. That's the chiddush. You know what? I could say another pshat. Maybe the Mishnah indeed shouldn't be read that way. Maybe the Mishnah never said anything about edim. Maybe that's the answer to your question. Maybe the mention of the word edim in the plural in the Mishnah was a reference to the chiyuv of using edim, and not to the edim that are mamayit, the actual miyet liyet or pekida lepekida. So maybe the pshat is like this: shtei bedikot atzrachu rabbanan. The Mishnah is saying, ha mishameshet beidim, meaning Mishameshet Beidim, a woman is supposed to be using Eidim. What of those Eidim is Mamayet? But there's two different dinim here. One that's telling me the din, that is to say, Shtei Bedikot Atzrachu Rabbanan, which are in fact Lashon plural because Chad Lifnei Tashmish V'Chad Le'Acher Tashmish. So you have prior to intercourse and post intercourse. V'chi Katani Harezu Pekida. When you're telling me it's as good as a Pekidat, it's not referring to the aforementioned statement. This is a new din. And that's referring to the Eid La'Acher Tashmish. Wait a minute, but the Mishnah doesn't say u'mishameshet. It says veha mishameshet. It's not coming to tell me that there is a din to use edim. It's coming to tell me that in the event that a woman had used edim. How can you read that into the Mishnah? Well, you're right. We'll have to change it a little bit. Tni u'mishameshet. Take out that hey, so that now the Mishnah will read u'mishameshet be'edim. Okay. Now, the Mishnah says that that bedika that is done post-intercourse is mema'etet ayad me'et le'et. So it's both mema'etet pekida le'pekida and it's mema'etet me'et le'et. Now let's think about that for a moment. The pekida took place prior to the me'et le'et. Going back in time, in other words, we say prior. In other words, there's less time involved in being mema'et the pekida. Let's say the Pekita was at 9 o'clock in the morning. Me'et Le'et would have taken you to about 6 o'clock in the previous afternoon. And you're telling me that this din is Me'ayit even Me'et Le'et. There had been no Pekita. Doesn't matter. You can forget about the 12 hours before. So, Kolshke, you forget about the 3 hours before. I don't understand what you're saying. Why would you need to mention both Me'et Le'et and Pekida Pekida? If it's Me'ayetet, Me'et Le'et, Me'ayetet, Me'Pekida Le'Pekida, Me'Boy, you need to tell me? Then why do you need to tell me that? Yes, I'll tell you why. Because if you'd only tell me it was Me'ayet, Me'et Le'et, I would have said the reason it's Me'ayet, Me'et Le'et is because even though there's a good reason to not trust that Bedika, because of the problem of the semen wiping out the tipas dam kechardal. But nonetheless, the Chachomim say, you know what, if we're not going to rely on that, I mean, 24 hours, you realize how much truma and kachim this woman was going to be matami. It's a disaster. So it's not kedai already. So in order to save, and we find this very often, in order to be mamayit in truma of a kachim, not being able to be used, the Chachomim were making. So I would say maybe that's why they were making choshu barabanan lepsed the taharot, but nonetheless, if it's only 3 hours, let's say, back to that evening's bedika, the pekida, so then maybe they wouldn't say, you know what? Okay, so mitami back to pekida. This is not a very good pekida. So maybe mi pekida pekida lo kamash malan. That nonetheless, both directions, once we understand one, then out enachinam, it's a kavachom or the other, if there's no inyan of the chashab said of the tyrants. Ketsa daya shata. Okay, so now the Mishnah says, what do we mean when we say daya shata? And then it says this weird thing. Well, imagine she's sitting there in a bed, and she's being osekes betaros, and now she finds that she's bleeding. So now, the halacha is that we have to be, if it's dayashaita, we're only going to be batami from this point on. But what is the bed business doing here? What do you mean she's sitting in a bed? What do I care where she's sitting? That's ridiculous for a Mishnah to say such a thing. She's sitting in a bed. Why not tell me she's hanging upside down in a circus? It's irrelevant where she's sitting. So, lomeli lamitna haita yoshevet bimita. Just say, very simple. She finds she's bleeding a second later, and nonetheless, we're saying it's dayashaita. A kamashma the chiddush is that taima the dayashata. The only reason that we're saying that nothing is tamei here is because this is an example of dayashata. But if I wouldn't have said dayashev, this was a normal woman, who wouldn't have been dayashata, she doesn't have a vesed kavua, what would be the din? The bed would be tame. That's the chiddush. I want you to recognize that there's even a problem with the bed. So you might have thought, listen, you know, when it comes to eichlin, Okay, oichlin or metame from anything, basically. Risha letuma, sheni letuma, if you're talking about trumi, gepatzu truma, the sheni letuma. So maybe the Rabbanu made a gentle takona that she's one of those that could be metame. If you don't wash your hands in tilat yadayim, you're going to be metame truma. So they're not that machmer, they're machmer just enough to be metame oichlin or mashke. But the bed, you need to be an avatuma to be metame the bed. So I would have thought that the halacha of here is not that they actually gave her a din of a nida. It's sadish be matame the tyrus. We know that they certainly didn't give her a din of a nida across the board. Nonetheless, kamashwa the chiddush is the mita would have been tame misayeya leila ze'iri. This is an absolute proof to what Ze'iri was saying. Ze'iri said that me'et le'et shebenida. If there is a tuma mi'et le'et, you should know that it's metame mishkav u'moshav. It is going to be metame even mishkav u'moshav. That is to say, whatever she sits on, whatever she lies on, letame adam, letame begadim. Ask the Gemara, but wait a minute. Remember that the klal is that we learned out from Sota, that if you have a suffix tuma, we'll be finished in a few moments, we're just finishing up the daf yom here. If there's a suffix tuma, so then we have our klal, suffix tuma b'shut yachid, suffix tuma b'shut rabim. We learn out from Sota, but it has to be similar to a Sota. Now Sota, you can ask her, did you sleep with the guy or you didn't sleep with the guy? And that's what the Torah is calling the nitma or lo nitma. So that means that wherever you have a suffix tuma, where you can ask, did you touch that or did you not touch that? That's the equivalent of the Sota. But in a case, you're talking about a bed. I mean, a bed does not enter into the question over here of whether there would be tuma at all, because the bed is excluded from the din of Saita, and therefore excluded from the din of suffix tuma. And our rule is that kol davar she'in bo dat liyishael, if it cannot be queried. Can I query a bed? No. So if I can't query the bed, then the din is sfeika tahor. So I don't understand what you're saying. Tirgamazi, by the way, I just want to point out to you that as the Rosh mentions over here, remember that originally we saw in Taisvis that the whole Masechta at the beginning only makes sense if we're willing to acknowledge that the din of Sota does not deal with an Isra Lemafreya. It doesn't go back in time. So if it does go back in time, then that means the exclusions from Sota don't go back in time. So if it's telling me that there's no din of suffix tuma im badas v'shael, that has nothing to do with tuma l'mafreya, because tuma l'mafreya is not learned from Saita. So why are we asking this? Says the Rush, that's very true, but it's a little bit ridiculous. If we find out that in a tuma the arise, so we don't have to worry about something that ain't badas v'shael, that when the Rabbanan are gazed at this new tuma, which is a tuma kal, they're going to be more machmer in the suffix tuma than the Torah would have been in the tuma mikan l'ahava. I mean, it doesn't make sense, that's all. So just, it's judgment, it just doesn't add up in terms of common sense. But it's not an ironclad question the Gemara is asking over here. Well, says the Gemara, the answer might be that she's not lying in a bed in her bedroom. She's being carried in a stretcher by others. Which Tosfos uses at the beginning of the Masechta to prove that if that's the case, it takes two people to carry the bed, plus her is three, and therefore it's Rishus HaRabim, which must mean that this din is Tameh, even in Rishus HaRabim. So that the Chachomim were Machmer, even the God Rishus HaRabim, which Tosfos points out is ridiculous, because here we're being Mekel, even Rishus HaYochid on the one hand, and then we're being Machmer, Rishus HaRabim on the other hand. What's going on? So this is the whole opening to the Masechta. There's a lot of discussion among the Rishonim about whether this is really a Raya or whether there's nothing to do with the whole issue over here of Rishus HaRabim, because Rishus HaRabim has to do with whether you touch something that was known to be Tame, but not whether something itself became Tame, where it's a source of Tuma. There we has nothing to do with Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid. Okay, we shall see more about that later. But anyway, just wanted you to mention it. But in this case, since she's being held in a stretcher, then that stretcher is attached to the hands of the people that are carrying the stretcher. In that sense, the mita is an extension of those people. And therefore, it becomes yad chavroteha. Since it's an extension of them, can you ask them? Yes, you can ask them. So therefore, tzedavar yesh bo dat lishael. Because anything which is a human tool is a human extension, and therefore is associated with the mind that is using the tool. And the truth is, all of this is ridiculous, because Ashta, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Sofik Tuma Babi De Adam, Nishalin Aleha, Afibikli Munach Agabe Karka, Rabbi Yochanan says this tremendous chiddush, that the din of Yesh Bo Dat Lishael, or Ein Bo Dat Lishael, you don't have to say anything like we just said, that it's an extension of their hands. You know why? Because if the safek comes through human contact, then even if what we're worried about is something sitting on the ground, you can ask the people that were involved in the shaila, even though you can't ask the thing. So now the whole question turns out to have been a misunderstanding. Because obviously the mitah would have been mitameh through her, and she's human, and you can ask her. Even though the shaila is on the mitah. And therefore there was no question in the first place. So therefore, it's the equivalent of Kamishi Yesh Bo Dat Lishael. It's just as good as asking the people. They don't have to come on to the thing that she's been carried in a stretcher, which is a little bit weird. So it's just talking about sitting at home in her comfortable couch. By the way, Gufa, Om Rabbi Yochanan Sofek Tuma Babi De Adam Nishalina Levi Afilu Bekli Amunach Agavi Karka Kmish Yesho Dat Yishael. You're saying that Alibi De Rabbi Akiva, anything that came about as a Sofek through human contact, you could speak to the people. You don't have to speak to the item. The problem is, Meitve, Hayami Tatev Betalit, a guy's putting on his talit. It's a perfectly Torah talit, everything is fine. The problem is that on a shelf above his head, there are tumas and tares. Now he puts on his talit, he flips it over, right, in order to get the talit around him, do the whole thing. You know. Now the question is, did he touch, maybe? He might have touched the tumah, be matame, the tares, God only knows what happened over there. And therefore, the din is, even if he has the tares tumas bitzido, the tares tumas lamala mirosho, sofik naga, sofik lo naga, any type of sofik would be tahor, it's impossible to have put on the talis unless he actually came in contact with the tumah. Then we'd be machmer. Reb Shimon ben Gamaliel says, no. Tell him, okay, we're watching. Do it again. Put on your talis. We watch how he puts on his talis. If he hits it, then fine. If he doesn't hit it, so now we know he didn't hit it. So why in the world should we guess? Why don't we just experiment? Said, I told him, that's crazy. You can't recreate the exact situation and put on the towels exactly the same way the second time they did the first time. So you can't use that as experimental proof as to what had happened previously. Now, this whole thing doesn't make any sense, right? Because am I? Hasafik tuma haba'a bidei adamu. This is something which is a standard suffix, and therefore we ought to say that since it's coming through him, therefore it should be exactly the same as anything else, as Kamish Yesh Bo Dat Lishael. And yet you're saying that no, this thing is basically, he's out of the picture, we don't care what he's doing. So isn't that against Rav Yochanan? No, says the Gemara Bar Mineta, well, you don't understand that at all. The Tani Rav Hoshaya, look, Birshus HaYochid Tzvekotame, Birshus HaRabim Itztohar. Why are we mentioning this if it's a standard Suffolk Tumah, exactly as Rabbi Yochanan says? We're only mentioning it to let you know about the Machloket, about whether we rely on experiments, that's all. But we don't mean to imply that even though it was Birshut Rabim, it would still be Tamei. We're not saying that. Obviously, it's like any other suffix. Rabbi Yochanan is 100% correct. It would be Tamei, Birshut HaYachid, even though it's apparently ain't but Dat Lishael, it does have Dat Lishael. Gufa. So we said earlier that Omar Ziri Me'et La'et Shebenida, so what we saw was that our original thought that the takana of me'es le'es by nida was only to be metame erchun umashkin benoger trumas v'tayres, but as far as actually making the bed tame, which is what we were medayik from the Mishnah, that proved Ze'iri's mind. So that it's a din that is even Metame Mishkev Umoshev. What's more, it's Metame Mishkev Umoshev to make it so that an Odom who touches that Mishkev Umoshev not only becomes Tame himself, but is Shayach to be Metame the Begodim that he is wearing. and begotim that he's in contact with, which is called tumah bechiburin, which is an even higher level of tumah. So it'd be shayach to have a gezera of tumas mishkev u'meishev that's metame adam, but not that the begotim on that adam would themselves become tame. Ziri is saying that it's a betame mishkev u'meishev even for tumat begotim. Asks the Gemara, is that true though? Any va'ke'ata avimi bebecho zai ata v'aitim atin to be yadet. When Avimi came back from learning in Bechozai, he brought back with him a brayta. And the brayta said like this, now this is a disaster. Because what it's saying over here is that even if there's Mishkav u'Moshav, that Mishkav u'Moshav is no different, that's what it seems to be saying, is no different than what she would touch. Something bimaga. So if she made something tame, let's say she touched a kli, then that kli is only going to be a rishon l'tuma. It can certainly not be metame and adam, halachas kama v'kama, cannot be metame and adam to be metame begadim. So how can Zairi possibly argue with the brayta? So my love, it seems to be saying that just like ma maga'a lo metame adam, just like if she touched the kli, that kli could not be metame anybody. Af mishkava lo metame adam. So something that she lied on does not have a din of mishkava zav, which is a much higher level of tuma than contracting tuma through maga, and would be metame. Here it's saying it doesn't have that level. It's only a tumas maga. Omar Rava, look, whatever you're going to say, it can't mean that, okay? And I'll explain to you why it can't mean it. Because Vitisbra, you really think that that's what it's saying. So then how do you explain the fact that this would be a contradiction to an obvious logical step, which is the Kal V'chomer, from the din of the Klicheres that's Mukav Tzamit Patil? We're going to see that if you have a Klicheres that is covered with a tight-fitting cover. So it says in the Torah that any klicheres asher tzamit batil alav is tohor and does not mitamei even in olames, which is very common. Nonetheless, we're going to see that kli will be mitamei through the moving of it by anida, even though she can't be mitamei b'maga, because the klicheres is only mekabel tuma on the inside. And over here, the inside is sealed away with a tzamit patil. But when she moves it, it contracts tuma. And that is a special din. That is those that are metame mishkav u'meishev, that halacha. So if that's the case, if the klicheres, which is mukav tzamit patil, and is nitzul ba'ameit, that is enough to save it from becoming tame, even in olam ameit, we're going to see that it's eino nitzul. That in the case where Anita was mesit, she moved that kli within the me'et le'et of the time that she had ultimately ended up being raya. Now, halacha is that the retroactive of tumah of that nida, which you're claiming is only metame kimaga, is metame keheset azav. And even the kli cheres, which should have been nitzel b'tumas base, is not going to be nitzel with that. So koshikein eino din. If that's the case, that mishkavot u mushavot, which are not nitzel b'olamet, and they are easier to be mitame. So if a mishkav and a moshav, a chair, a bed, is inside of an olamet, it's certainly going to become tame. Alachat kama v'kama, it's going to become tame from the me'et le'et, the tumah l'mafreya of anida, it's also going to be mitame. So how could you possibly think that the brayta means to say that mishkav u'moshav is only kamaga? It's ridiculous. So clearly you're misinterpreting the meaning of the brayta. Says, so, what do you mean, Mr. T? That's what it says. Look, he said that's the brayta, word for word. What is there to change? I'll tell you what there is to change. You're assuming that mishkava moshava means kimaga'a of something. That's not what it means. It means that if she was yoshevet or shochevet on something that was mekabel to mizmishka v'meshav, then that is the equivalent. Anybody who touches that is the equivalent of touching her. That's a pshat, not touching something she touched. So it's kimaga atzma, mamaga atzma. Obviously, she is able to be metame adam l'tame begotten because she's an avatuna. Af mishkava u'moshava metame adam l'tame begotten. That's what it means. So on the contrary, what it really meant is that it's tafka yes like ziri, and that me'et la'et is as of if he touched the boser of the actual woman who's the nida. Over there the halacha is that kol hanogea ba'yitma, and we learn from there it means it can even be metame the begotten that are on him itself. Af mishkava moshava metame adam metame begotten. Tanakavati de Rava, we have a raya to this approach that Rava is saying. Clearly saying exactly what Rava understood the meaning of the halacha to be, and that it supports the iri, and that it's actually metame mishka v'meishav, and it's metame heklicheres, that's mukavat somit patil. Tanakavati de Rava, haroa dam metame meit le'et. Exactly what it is that Rava had said. But she does not have to worry at all that she doesn't know when it is that she was mitama. In other words, when did she start saying? Mikukelet l'minyana means that she has no way of knowing in her next ri'ya whether it's ri'ya nidot or ri'ya of zivot. So you might have thought that if we're going to be matamer l'mafreya mitzad ha-sofek, so now she really has no idea whether she's holding now in her first or second day of ri'ya or third day. I mean, here it's only mi'et le'et. By ketam it would be even before that. It would go all the way back to the time that she last counted. Let's check the beket. So you might think, okay, so now what she's supposed to do? Maybe she's on the third day of her nidahis, maybe she's on the first day of her nidahis, which means that there's no way for her to know when she's going to become a zava. Because let's say that she sees 7 days later. Is this in fact that seventh day? Or is it already in the middle of the 11 days, right? So I don't know. I don't know whether this is the close of my nidahis, if it's the seventh day, or if it's the beginning of my period of zivas, in which case I'm a shemeres yom kineged yom. What's even worse is that she will never, because of that, she won't know whether a ri'iyah is going to be metame her for 7 days as a nida, or it's going to be metame her only as a shomer's yom kineged yom. The only way she can get out of that is by having 17 days without a ri'iyah. So then if she has 17 days without a ri'iyah, so then you know that, okay, so now vadai, she's outside of the 7-11 period. So she already had that one day. Another 17 days will bring her to the beginning of the next 7-11 period, right? But unless she's going to be able to be actually clean for those number of days, she's always going to be confused as to what it is that she's seeing now. Is it nidais or zivais? No, it has nothing to do with whether she had nothing to do with veset kavur. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Once she's raya, veset is only defines the time that she's supposed to be chayshish for ri'ya. When she's raya, she's raya. It has nothing to do with whether she expected to be or not to be. A veset does not define the time of nidais versus the time of zivas. It's irrelevant. Doesn't make any difference whatsoever. So you should know that here there's no chashash. It's not mekalkal or minyan. She is only tameya from the time that the dam was found. It's not an issue. And what's more, this tuma is a gzera only legabe oichlin mashkin and things that she touched or sat on. But it's certainly not going to be tame bo'alalam afreya. Rabbi Akiva, amen? No, that's not true. It is actually metame by Allah, and there would be a problem. We're going to see when that would be, but there will be a problem of him also being tame. But in a monah elamishasharata, she counts her period only from the moment that she saw that dam. On the other hand, if she was ro'ah ketem, since by the ketem we don't have a din of eight laid, and since in the end we are going to have to account for that dam, and there already it's betamim lemafrei until such time that we knew that it was there. We don't have the whole logic, as we said earlier. We don't have the whole logic that if it had been there, why didn't she see it? Because maybe if she'd looked, she would have seen it. By dam, we have that logic, but not by ketem. So therefore, ro'ah ketem is also betamim lemafrei. Umayim mitama ochlino mashkin mishkavot u'moshavot. But in this case, she is mekukelet minyana. She actually has no idea where it is, because she has absolutely no clue as to when it is that this ketem was assumed to be metameh. Could have been any time. And therefore, unless she's clean for 17 days, she has no way of ever reconnecting to whether she's a nida or whether she's in the period of her zivas. And in that case, she would be metame et boala, and still, of course, you can't be mekel, eino mona ela misha'a shirata. She's only able to count her nidais from the time that she saw. She can't say, okay, well, the ketem was tummy for 3 days ago, so I'm already on my fourth day. Now, Tosis points out that that's a little ridiculous to have to say that, because obviously, if she's mekukelet leminyana, how would we possibly think that we could be mekel to start her count from before? We're going to be machmer all along, but we should be mekel to start her count before. That's totally crazy. There should be no chashashadat at all. So Tosfos explains that it's talking about over here that she had an actual ri'ya. So in other words, she really started her period, let's say 2 days after the time at which she found the ketem, right? So you might think that over there, forget about when she was betam lemafrei. Of course I know that that doesn't count. But how about from the time that I found the ketem? That's the question. Like this, you'll say, okay, you found the ketem, from this point you're tmeah. Because that's the from this point on, obviously you're tmeah. So she's going to have to count 7 days for sure. The only question is whether she was betam lemafrei. But the question is, how about if she sees 2 days later? So she said, okay, well, anyway, I was counting my nidas. You weren't counting your nidas. You were counting your ketem. Now you're a nida. That's already a big kiddush. You cannot even be kanalahaba start counting the 7 days. That's the kiddush. So that's the pshat that she cannot be meina. And there, enachinami. Because normally I'd say, listen, I mean, where did this dam come from? Isn't that the whole logic? It's logic. But it's certainly not absolutely definitive. I mean, we already saw in the case of the tinoket, even if it's meluchlechet bedam, it's not going to be metama. Why? It came from somewhere else. So you can't rely 100% on the fact that this is her own. Maybe it came from somewhere else. Maybe it's lav mingufa. Fine. So that is the chiddush as Tosfos explains it. Vizevizeh, in both cases that we talk about, big matami lemafreya, both re'yav dam and re'yav eketem. The halacha is that when we say she's tmeya, we don't mean it's tmeya vaday. The din is that it's tailing. Lo ochlin velo sorfim. You can neither eat trum of a kachim or burn the trum of a kachim, because you're not 100% sure. As the Gemara, you just proved Rava from the Braita. But if Rava knew this Braita, then he's not saying anything new. And if Rava didn't know this Braita, how did he say, well, how could it possibly be worse than a klikeres tzmuk of a tzamit patil? What would be his text source for knowing that? So he must have known the Braita. So that's, if he knew the Braita, then he should have just kept quiet. So something's funny. Ask the Gemara. I don't understand. What happened with Rava? Verava. Ish miale matnita. Did he know this Braita? Does he want to communicate the Braita? Say the Braita. Lema matanita. The brighter you're saying is right to Rava, it says exactly what he said. And if he doesn't know this brayta, how could he have said v'tizbara? It can't be less than a tzamit patil. This is the brayta that's the source of tzamit patil. So then, how would he know the kal v'chomer? Minole answers the Gemara. Of course, he knew the brayta because he was bringing raya from it, from the din of tzamit patil. But his chiddush was that if you yourself had read the brayta, you wouldn't have known what I said. Why? Because I might have interpreted the brayta to mean like this. When it says in the brayta it could be metame adam and begadim, I might have thought that that is one or the other. In other words, it could be metame either adam is on a mekabel tumer from navatuma, or begadim, which are mekabel tumer from navatuma. I wouldn't know that it means that you're metame adam, who in turn will be metame begadim shalav, or that he's mechubar to at the time. Aval adam uvegadim lo mishumachi kamakavachom. That's why he points out that the structure of the brayta itself that mentions the klicheres book of tzamit patil proves that there is no other way to interpret the brayta except the way that I said.